From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns commences an extensive series of studies in the book of Joshua. Moses, under God, had brought the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt, led them through 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, and brought them at last to the borders of the Promised Land. Because of his disobedience in striking the rock a second time, Moses forfeited the privilege of entering Canaan and died on its borders. Now it fell to Joshua to lead the people into the land and to take it by conquest. From this historical account, Dr. Cairns extracts vital lessons for present-day believers in facing the spiritual battles that accompany the Christian life. This opening message of the series is entitled, A Vision of Victory and How to Attain It. As commander of the host of Israel, Joshua needed to be prepared, spiritually as well as militarily, for the battles that lay ahead. In the opening chapter of the book, God provided him with the inspiration he needed and instructed him to remember a number of important truths. First of all, Joshua was to remember who it was that had commissioned him for the fight. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns takes a few minutes to emphasize every individual's personal need for salvation from sin.
In an age when greed and selfishness are everywhere around us, this may sound like a foolish question, but do you ever stop to think much about you? Now, I mean this in a very biblical way. Do you ever stop to think of what you are, and where you stand with God, and where you're headed? The Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned, and all are constantly coming short of the glory of God. So all men are sinners. That sounds like bad news. But the Bible has good news for sinners, because sinners can be saved. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, verse 8, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It goes on to say, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior of sinners. In Hebrews 7:25, the Bible tells us that he is able to save to the uttermost. It's our desire here at Let the Bible Speak that all of you who listen in to our program would know Christ as personal Savior. If we can help you to him, then that would be our privilege. You may always contact us for a free copy of my booklet, A New Beginning, and that will tell you what God says about you and what God says about how you may be right with him and walk with him. I trust that you'll write today and ask for your copy of the booklet, A New Beginning.
Lord,
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts. We want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. In the next issue, Dr. Michael Barrett, president of Geneva Reformed Seminary, presents a series of articles in observance of the 400th anniversary of the Authorized Version of the Bible. Also, there'll be a mission focus on the country of Bulgaria, as well as Any Day Soon by Jill Saunders, drawing vital lessons from a young Christian girl's battle with cancer. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why does God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
We're reading in the book of Joshua, chapter 1. And we're going to read together the first 10 verses of the chapter. The first 9 verses, should I say, of the chapter. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this reading of his precious word for his name's sake. Joshua and the children of Israel were about to start out upon the adventure of their lives. More than an adventure, we would call it the battle of their lives. Even that is insufficient, for this was to be more than a battle. This was to be the war of their lives. After 40 years of wandering as desert nomads, they were about to launch out upon a military campaign to take possession of the land of Canaan, which the Lord had long promised unto them. Now, in such a situation, the first great need is to get the minds of the generals and of the men truly focused, and their heart, will, and emotions properly involved. They need to be confident, but not foolhardy. They need to have a clear grasp of their strategic aim and of their tactical plan, and of their particular place in those plans. That's a primary need in such a situation. But wars are not won by mere plans, no matter how well devised. Wars are won by men. And so a good commander pays attention to his men. His great concern is to have them as physically and as mentally and emotionally prepared for the task before them as possible. He must cultivate within them what I will call a vision of victory and how to obtain it. And that's exactly what the Lord did when He commissioned Joshua to lead the armies of Israel to the conquest of the Promised Land. He needed to take such care to cultivate this vision of victory in Joshua, because however great a commander Joshua was, and he was a military man of the first order, however great a saint he was, and he was a man of immense faith and faithfulness, Joshua must have felt a deep sense of personal weakness and of personal need. He had seen the burden of leadership upon Moses, who was, in his estimation, an infinitely greater man than he. He had seen how it wore upon the great leader. He had seen how volatile a people the Israelites were. He had seen how easily discouraged they would become. He had seen how quickly they could fall away from the highest principles and the loftiest goals. And therefore, it must have been with a deep sense of need and personal weakness that Joshua assumed the leadership of the people. So the Lord didn't talk strategy, and He didn't talk battle plans with Joshua at this time. I think that Joshua knew enough of those things, and he realized that all that was necessary would be unfolded to him at the proper time. What Joshua needed was something much more inspirational, something that would focus his vision, something that would stir his heart, something that would thrill his soul and send him upon his way of serving God with delight, with determination, and with complete assurance. Now that is the significance of the opening section of the book of Joshua. That is why the Lord spoke to Joshua as He did. And what He said to Joshua, He says in essence to us today as His redeemed people, as we engage in an even greater warfare than that in which Joshua engaged. So as we look at these opening verses, here are the things which we must remember if the vision of victory is to become a reality. First of all, the command of verse 2 and verse 9 is, remember who commissioned you. Remember whose servant you are. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise and go over this Jordan. Verse 9, have not I commanded thee? Or, if you want to change the emphasis, have not I commanded thee? And wherever you place the emphasis in the sentence there, the Lord is saying to Joshua, you are starting out on a campaign that is of importance to you, importance to your people, importance to the entire region. It's of importance to the history of the world, and most of all, it is important to me and the plan of God. And as you step out upon this great undertaking, remember who commissioned you. When things are going well, when things are going ill, when men support you, when men oppose you, when the task is easy, when the task is surpassingly difficult, never lose sight of whose servant you are, who it is who commissioned you. That is the Lord's word to every Christian. You're entering daily upon a struggle that calls for total commitment. Let us never forget that. The Christian life is full-time service for Jesus Christ. It is a pity that for some reason known only to stupid men and devils, I'm not denying God knows the reason, I mean it could only make sense to stupid men and devils, we have somehow or other taken the fact that God has placed in the church pastors and teachers and preachers on a full-time basis in the sense that they have no other earthly employment. We have taken that to speak about full-time service to give the impression that ordinary Christian living is part-time service. Let me tell you, the Word of God knows nothing about part-time Christian service. It matters not where you labor. It matters not what your job is. It matters not your age or your occupation. If you are a Christian, you have entered upon a spiritual warfare. You have entered upon a great commission from God that demands total commitment. And in every way, you must act as one who always remembers whose servant he is. If you keep this in mind, it will be a source of strength to you. If you keep it in mind, it will encourage you always, whatever the circumstances, to keep your honor unstained. The Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "Ye have not chosen me." Now, he is not denying that there was any act of will on their part in becoming his disciples. That is not the force of the words. What he means is, the choice did not originate with you, nor could you become my servants simply by an act of your own will. There are far too many pulpits occupied by people who ought not to be there, who are seeking to make themselves what God has never made them. Jesus said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have ordained you." Here is the source of our confidence, and here is what gives strength to our character. Here is what gives us true, sterling Christian character, remembering whose servant we are.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.